The Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows is a compendium of new words for emotions. Its mission is to shine a light on the fundamental strangeness of being a human being, all the aches, demons, vibes, joys, and urges that are humming in the background of everyday life. Canopsia. The atmosphere of a place that is usually bustling with people, but is now abandoned and quiet. Devu. The awareness that this moment will become a memory. Notistolens. The feeling that the plot of your life doesn't make sense to you anymore. Ennuement. The bittersweetness of having arrived here in the future, seeing how things turn out, but unable to tell your past self. Onism. The frustration of being stuck in just one body that inhabits only one place at a time. Sonder. The realization that each random passerby is the main character of their own story, in which you are just an extra in the background. It's a calming thing to learn there's a word for something you felt all your life but didn't know was shared by anyone else. It's even oddly empowering to be reminded that you're not alone. You're not crazy. You're just an ordinary human being trying to make your way through a bizarre set of circumstances. That's how the idea for this book was born, in that jolt of recognition you feel when learning certain words for emotions, especially in languages other than English. Hygge. Saudade, Duende, Ubuntu, Schadenfreude. Some of these terms might well be untranslatable, but they still have the power to make the inside of your head feel a little more familiar, at least for a moment or two. It makes you wonder what else might be possible, what other morsels of meaning could have been teased out of the static, if only someone had come along and given them a name.